happy to be here. Sorry, it's the last night of this. No, it isn't the last night. We got Sunday yet, everybody. That's right, Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. That's very fine. So I'm happy that we had that. Think what? Yes, there, and tomorrow night also. Friday night, Saturday night, the rest. And Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night.
Girl, so discouraged, like, you know, and you walked out last night,
just walked out there and just got a hold of God. And all of a sudden, I feel something come on me and pull me around. Just standing way more than as if this building. I said, all right, sister, God is healing you. Go cross eyes. Both eyes come straight. The girl's here in the building somewhere. I wish she'd just come forward. If you're hearing my voice, sister. Here she is right here. Let us say praise the Lord, everybody.
Where our faith is from him. He was despised. We
has beat him out. Surely he has borne our grief, carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him sickness of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now we pray. Our Heavenly Father, just reading the Word now, may the Holy Spirit take the Word now and go right into the hearts of the people. And may they come to a full realization this night here under the tent that it's Jesus that we speak of. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Oh, how we love him with all of our hearts. With gratefulness we come to bow our heads to the dust of the earth, which we were taken and someday shall return. It belongs to the Lord. And I ask you, Father, to bless us tonight. And will move upon us a great marvelous way, and may many great healings be done tonight because of His presence. May those dear people here reach right out and take a hold for us. Grant it, Lord. And bear a hold to the rock of ages until the power of the Lord sweeps them through the gate, out into the freedom, out of the clutches of the enemy. Till they're free from sin and sickness. Grant it, Father, and hear the prayer of your servant as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, we won't take much time to say any words, only I want to thank all who had a part in the service. I want to thank the cooperating ministers. God bless them. These strangers here ought to attend their church. Give them a visit, call. And I'm sure that they're good, God-saved men. Thanks to God. Never have had a place that ministers to take over harmony and love that the truth of it. And their audience has been wonderful. Now, I've never had to call one person down on the way to that. Not more of them. Sometimes God has to step in, afflict the heck with us and for us, to make them come to the respect. Now that's the thing. This year, the people just reverence belief with one heart and one heart. That's the way to do it. And now that's wonderful. And all of our expenses and theft, we're just thankful to you. They gave me a love offering. I appreciate the depth of my heart. Do anything. So someone wrote me a little letter a while ago, and my, they just tearing me up about Sunday afternoon's meeting. Oh, my. Some lady. She said, I come to see miracles, not to hear about what something happened in somebody's life. That attitude, sister, you'll never see until one's been performed on you, and that's when you get converted. That's right. Because your heart's not right with God. That's nothing like that. The attitude towards the truth, the fruit, taste of the pudding is a fruit there. So, notice, by their fruit you shall know. Now we've had glorious success for Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus has done more here than he could do in his own city, has he? For there was nobody worse Jesus could do in his own city. And in this city, he's done mighty works, hasn't he? So he's had more success in this city than he did in his own city. Think of that. Jesus Christ, after 1,900 years, has had more success in Cleveland, Ohio, in 6 weeks meeting here, or 3 weeks meeting, than he did in his life journey in his own city. Think of that. Goes to show that the glorious old gospel still has the same power it had in the beginning. That's right. More men and women will believe on him. Now, we're thankful for that. And pray that God will bless all of you. And I hope to see you Sunday afternoon. And Sunday afternoon is preaching service. If the Lord doesn't change my mind, I want to preach on the subject of the return of the prodigal son on Sunday afternoon. And come out at the arena. And then Sunday night, I trust that we'll have the greatest evening service we've ever had. Just trust that the place will just be illuminated with the power of God. Maybe I'll be a little rested after two nights of rest now, Friday and Saturday night, be more able to go into the service. This way I'll become dense, dull, like I want to get tired, worn. The senses of this gift become more or less dull. I think a fellow on anything, natural work, as he goes so long, he becomes kind of dull, sent down to it. And that's the way this is. Now I trust that God will put the great, great start again. Come out believing, come out praying. Thank all the ushers and the officers and everything that's cooperated. Don't begin to kick the bed. 5 minutes over time. Not it's in a parking lot. I told to leave at 4 o'clock. I was out running around here and there. The Lord called me on Tuesday today to go out Tuesday morning. He was on the street today. I was sitting in the room. The Lord came down and said, go down to this corner and turn to the left and go down there and stand there. There'll be a woman come along with a gray suit on. A little white hat, but she has cancer to be deep. There she was, coming down the street. She said, aren't you Reverend Grant? From that end, I said, yes. She said, oh, I've tried to come, but my husband won't let me come. I said, the Lord has healed your cancer, sister. Pass on in peace. Oh, my. She went down the street weeping like that. See, God knows all about those things. And so it's marvelous. We've seen a backslider brother come to the Lord this afternoon, too. Come back to the house of the Lord. To the fellowship of his dear son. Now, bring my. And I was just looking at this cute little girl sitting here, bless her little eyes. This is me. I love all this. I love the two of the little girls just sitting here with a little blonde hair. I remember one of the most pathetic sights I ever seen in my life was in Mexico, where we were going to try to make a little trip this winter if possible. I remember we went across the border at Juarez, the first time I've ever been in Mexico. My brother Moore and I, we crossed the border and went in there. I walked down the street, and oh my, people on the street, TV and everything, I'd reach down and try to give them money to take over to him. My house is super busy, I tried to tell them I couldn't understand their language, that they couldn't understand mine. They pulled back, they were afraid. Like, I went on down the street, we went around by some church, all very poor. We seen a little fellow over there stacking up old rotten tomatoes on a little view when it started down. I tell you, it would make you feel like you were no good. I noticed another sight. There was a little fellow there. He didn't have on no clothes, but just a coat. He had a little bill hat that was all full of paper all tore up. He was reaching down in an old garbage can. He's pulling out something, you know, and he takes the water off and rakes the things off his hand and look at it. There they all of them, partly blind. He looked at it like that, and he lay it in a little bitty old bucket of a thing. His grandmother's standing there, barefooted, her feet like a bear on the bottom, just as calloused as it could be. Just an old, dirty shawl on down there, and she's just holding her hands, and he reached down the field again. And I said, I'm going over to look at that. They said, oh, you ought to go there today. I went over there. What it was, this little Mexican boy was getting little bitty bit pieces about like that out of the bottom of a slop. When Mexico throws anything away, it's really bad, but he had about a half a dozen. And they're just laughing, and they were laughing. They were looking at their potatoes. I thought, my. And I just left over there, and my brethren had paid about at least 75 cents or a dollar for my bread. We crossed the border. I looked at the poor little fellow. It looked like your heart would just run out of you. Now, he might be a little Mexican, but he gets just as hungry as a little American. When he's hungry, he's just as hungry. Yes, and Jesus died for him just the same as he died for all of us. I looked at him, I thought, poor little thing. What if that's my little Billy Paul? Look at him. And I walked up to where he was. The grandmother seen me coming up. I perhaps it was grandmother. She runs back. And I touched the little fellow like that, and my, he jumped out into the street, thought somebody was kicking or something for taking those potatoes. He looked, his little eyes, his tight tears in him, and shaking like that, and right, looking at me. Tell little fellas, no, I talked up towards heaven, holding my hand over my heart. I let him know that I was a minister. I kept walking up like that, and he swept me all around, threw up, and threw me all up there. And I knelt down, I know he was Catholic, so all of them there are Catholic. So I just made crosses, you know, in my heart, and hold up, man.
All of them, you, come, man, give me a love offering. I begin to walk up a little hand. I walked up, I reached down my pocket, I had about $5 or $6 and halves and quarters and things I had in my pocket. I had him hold his little hands out. I saw him hold his hands like this. He looked at me, you know what? I finally got him to hold his little hands. I dumped all that in his little hands. And he looked at it like this. He got down and looked at it cold. Stood there a little bit. Put it down in his little pocket. And looked up to me like that. Took off his little cap and knelt down on his knees and took the whole thing. Oh, my. God bless you, honey. I'll visit you again, honey. That's right. We have a lot of things we can do with money if we do. Americans are just doing it. You know that? That's right. There's what's really needed. It's worth suffering and need. Poor little fellow. The garden out of the Lord willing around Christmas. We'll take a trip down through there to see those little fellows. God is merciful to us, isn't he? We American people don't know how well off we are. That's right. To know that the need of this world, how they're in need. Yet we have plenty in no feeling, he said, I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was naked, you didn't call me. I was in prison, you wouldn't visit me. When were you, Lord? In so much as you have done unto these, my little ones, you have done it unto me. All right, now we're going to start the prayer line. Hold on. I want to pray just as much as possible tonight for the sake. Starting about 35 minutes early tonight. Well, I want to pray just as long as I can. I want to go. I forgot to get to bed real early in order to drive in the morning, get back home for services tomorrow night. So let us bow our heads again, if you will. Friends, you may laugh too much. You may talk too much. You may walk too much, but you'll never pray too much. I would that man pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. But our Heavenly Father, we come now to the end of 17 nights of service, one of the longest services you've ever permitted your servant to have. Now, tomorrow night is another one here with Brother Lindsay and Brother Hall. Father, we pray that you'll meet with them here. Bless those two dear Christian brothers. May the power of the Holy Spirit be here to deliver the sick and the afflicted, those who may not be here tonight. We ask you tonight to clear the whole building, Father, of every sick person. May there be a great pouring out of the Spirit. Many hundreds, all that's in need tonight, may they be delivered here at the platform tonight, Lord, and out in the audience in their seats. As our little sister testified, standing plumb back, way in the back of the building, God, come down upon her with those eyes being crossed into baby. Move those eyes out straight, the power of the Holy Spirit taken away. God, without wavering faith, she moved forward in her young heart's breath. Going everywhere now, come all the way up here just to get to say, Jesus heals. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Think of the little girl there, cross-eyed, blind, stomach trouble. Was healed, and you permitted it to go in the great book of who's who. Oh, God, we thank thee for thy mercies and kindness. Be with us tonight now, won't you, Father? Pour out your Spirit upon us and give us a great deliverance tonight. Lord, we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, everybody, tonight I wish we would just try to settle down to this one thing, that God is here. I wonder if you'll make me this promise before we start praying for the sick. If you make me this promise and say, if God touches me in the least tonight, I'm going to rise and claim my healing. For the first time that faith anchors in my heart, Lord, here I come. Remember the lepers said at the gate? They said, why do we sit here till we die? Let's do something about it. And now you do the same tonight. Let's do something about it. His presence, your little deaf baby, was sitting there last night, and that mother, oh, how she was looking, how she was trying. I could feel it pull. Then he's got everybody in there but got pulling, and I know several of them stopped. I turned around and said, somebody in there, there's several of them heal. I can't tell you who they were. The mother turned around and spoke to the baby, brought the card up with tears rolling down her cheeks, and my baby's here. See? That's it. That's it. Just go believing with all your heart. It'll be so. It's your faith that makes you whole. Isn't that right? Your faith. No other way can you be healed. Only through faith. Now, God bless you. Are here. Away. All right. Now, we won't try to get as many as we possibly can. You can make the call of yourself.
I'll put it on his hands tonight.
Pray that God will help you to make the choice. All right. Now, how many cards you got? 100 out? I believe maybe after we get the line to going a little while, maybe we won't have to linger so long with one. Then just let them come right on through and the whole group be healed. Wouldn't that be marvelous? You see? We used to have, how many was ever one of the fast lines? What, when we used to have fast lines, we passed them through there and testimonies would just pour in. The only thing they want to do is just get near you. Just to get there when the anointing was on. Then they called their blessing and went away rejoicing. And they were healed. See? The brass servant couldn't pray for no one, could it? The pool of Bethesda, the angel didn't pray for no one. It's a troubled water. Is that right? They just looked and lived for the brass servant. And in the days of the apostles, they laid in the shadow of Peter and was healed. Now, if you don't believe that this is Bible times again, just to repeat, this last day, God calling out a people of the Gentiles. He's calling among the Jews and a Gentile church. The same thing, a contract. In the old days, when a contract was made, you know what they did? Notice, God's just telling me to say this. I don't know. A person would go and write a contract on a piece of paper. They'd write the contract, and then on the contract, they'd write what it was going to do, and then they'd tear the paper in two, and it would kill a beast. And over this beast, they tore the contract. They would give one person one part person the other. And when they come together, and this agreement was brought together, that had to be exactly the same piece of paper, cut through the letters, and had the dovetail just exactly with that, or the contract was no good. See, the agreement was no good. The same piece of paper that was tore away had to come right back and dovetail in with the other like that to make it perfect. And then, as they fled, they killed the beast when they made their pledge. Now God made a contract with the peoples of this world. Therefore, he sent the Son of God and killed him on Calvary. You believe that? All we like sheep have gone astray. God laid upon him the iniquity of all. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace upon him. With his stripes we're healed. That was God's contract to the church. Is that right? Then God killed the lamb, the Calvary. You believe it? And from him, he tore him apart. He took part of it, the body, up into glory. Set it on the right hand of the majesty. You believe it? And the Holy Spirit he sent back to the people. Is that right? Then when it comes together, when this contract has come together at the day of the judgment, the same Holy Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost is grouping around a bunch of people. It'll go right back to that same body. The dovetail right into that same body. It's a contract. So therefore, the same Spirit that was in that day is here today. The same signs, wonders, miracles are being performed. The same people are believing in the same manner. When they see the Apostle Peter and recognize him to have the gift of God in him, when he called out and told the people what they did, and they recognized, he told Ananias and Sapphira their sins. He knew what God put in his heart to do. And then, in that, after them recognizing that, the prayer line got the great
so Peter could pray for them, and they laid the people in the street. That even that old fisherman, not some big D.D., but an old fisherman, that his shadow would pass over him, and every one that his shadow passed over was healed. There you are. There's no scripture for that. There wasn't any then, but God healed them because they respected the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he'll do the same thing today. It wasn't Peter. It was they respected God who he represented. Is that right? That's who it was. And his shadow passed over them. And they were healed because they believed it. We're back in the same days again. God moving among his people, great signs and wonders. Now you don't have to lay in the shadow, but you're under this tent tonight, around it where the Holy Spirit is here, just let it pass over you. Then rise up and say, yes, I believe it right now. I accept it. Be healed. Amen. You believe that, sister? You do? That tumor's been bothering you a lot, hasn't it? Yeah. Hasn't that tumor been bothering you? All right, it's dead now, sister. God healed you because you believe. Have faith in God. Amen. Oh, my. How marvelous. He sure can heal all things. Just have faith. God will grant it to you. My, how that's coming in now. Oh, people. Wish you could just only... Look, I tell you what. If you've been just a little afraid, take my word tonight, would you? Take my word and act and do what I tell you, and I'll be responsible for you at the day of the judgment seat. That's right. If you will believe on Jesus Christ with all your heart and believe that he healed you now and accept him that way, that's all you have to do. Go forth, testify, and tell him you're healed, and go right on, and God will send you delivered. That's true. Praise the Lord. Been looking back in the crowd, just seeing we're coming way back from farther back than I've just ever come from. That's exactly right. Somebody right in this panel right here was healed with a cancer just a few moments ago. I'm not sure. I think the lady there has a white hat on right there. Right over there. I'm sure right along in that section. Lady, if you had cancer sitting right there and the woman's got her hand up, was that a cancer case? If you had cancer, all right, it's gone from you, sister dear. It's blessed you. God bless you. Amen. All right, let's say praise the Lord. Another cancer case right here. Won't you accept it with hay fever, too? God bless you. Is that right? Stand up. I see you. Lord. There you are. You're free from it. Your sister with the cancer case. Stand up. Jesus Christ healed you. Why not? You can stand up on the building and be healed if you just believe it right now. He's here with mighty power. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon the people. Make signs and wonders be wrought tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, grant it, Father. Hallelujah. My. Look, I wonder how many of you believe this right now. If we look right down here and just let the people pass through in front of our hands on them to bless them, that they'd be healed. How many believe that? Raise your hand. Has it been confirmed to you? Do you believe? I told you the last night I'd ask you this. If these things didn't happen the way that I said the first night, call me a false prophet. How many was here the first night you heard me say that? Raise your hand. I said if they did happen, then believe God. Is that right? Well, do they happen? Is it the truth? All right. Now look, Jesus Christ said this. These signs shall follow them that believe. Follow who? Them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, not pray for them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that the last words he said? The last promise he gave the church before he ascended into heaven. Is that right? He said, if you find believers and they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, I want to ask you, have you faith enough tonight? If we just, I get right down here this aisle. Stand right down here. Just stand there and pray, and everybody come by, lay hands upon that person. And let them, and if you've got faith to say you go ahead and be healed,
go out of here rejoicing and praising God, I'll do it. If somebody has to hold me up to do it. If you want me to do that, I'm here to serve you in any capacity you want to. How many would rather have that? You would just go ahead with the regular line. Raise your hand. All over the building. I want to see you. All right, look, Howard. Contrary now, who'd rather go ahead with the regular line and call out somebody? Yes, put your hand. All right, we're going to line up and pray for all the people then. Amen. Just a moment. I asked something else. Oh, my. You believe with all your heart now? Now, look. The scripture said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right? Where's my minister, brother, that tonight? Come here. You're going to see the glory of God tonight. No, sir, I want you to come right down here. I want to get right down there with the people myself. For all these people, some of them sitting here, some of these poor people haven't even got a prayer card. Now, everyone, just be reverent just a moment. Stand there. I'm going to come right down with you. Just make a double line of just the ministers now. Not the rest of them, just the ministers. We're going to have to make a line so they come around this way. Just in a moment, my brother will start calling the numbers, get all the prayer cards first, and then we'll start from the prayer cards and get the rest of them that hasn't got prayer cards. Are you now, every person, just be reverent. Everyone stand just as reverent as you can. Now let's see how many prayer cards we got in the building. Let's see your hands. It's probably a good 100 to 150 prayer cards. Now, first we're going to have the prayer cards to file a number, and we'll have a place for them to stop just in a moment. Then I will Howard or somebody to stand here, or I'll say maybe some minister to stand here at this platform, and as soon as the prayer cards are through, then just keep having the whole group to line up and come through and be prayed for. Coming through, each one to be prayed for and have hands. Now, you must know now, are you sure that you believe? Are you sure? Are you convinced that the spirit that's moving here in the church is the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you convinced? Do you believe in the divine gift that God has given? Do you believe it comes from God? You do. Then if I have told you the truth for 17 straight times, then I'm telling you the truth now, am I? I'll say this. If each person in here now will make a committal right now to God, make your committal to God, and the only thing you'd have to fulfill the word. Now, the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Is that right? Now, that's the last words that Jesus gave the church. If they lay their hands on the sick, what will happen? They shall recover. Now, if symptoms should arise, what would you say? It is written. Is that right? Are you ready with your faith to say, I am now ready to commit myself to God in this manner? If you do, raise your hand. Now, you are now committing yourself to Him. To go through the order, just like water baptism. Just like any other order of the church, the Lord's Supper. This is a sacred order of the church, that these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, that wasn't me that said that. That was Jesus Christ that said that. Now, the first thing you must do is surrender yourself entirely to Christ. And surrender your mind to His Word. Lord, I won't act upon my own feelings, upon my own thoughts. I will only act upon Your Word. I'll have no control of my own thoughts concerning it. I will act upon Your Word. Now, get that straight. Now, you're not going to go around and say, well, I've lost my healing. If you do, brother, it'll be worse than ever if you make this commitment. You're to stand right now, remember, just like coming into the church, you are supposed to make this committal and say, Lord God of heaven, I'll stand by Your word. So help me, come alive, drop of blood, let my body Your breath. See? You believe when your baby passes through the line, it's going to be healed, sister? You do that? Frankly, it's already healed, but I want you to pass through the line anyhow. It's healed a while ago. All right. But just I want you to come through. So you follow the regular. Now, all of you that wants to make this committal, put your hand on your heart like this. Those who are standing here, those who cannot, lay your hands on them. Now raise up your hand. Now you now commit yourself to God that from this time hence You believe that you're healed by the power of Almighty God. You do that? Almighty God, I now commit this to you as your humble servant in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that Son of the living God who suffered, bled, and died under the remission of our sins and the healing of our bodies, who has believed our report, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. Here it is tonight. They believe the report. The arm of the Lord is revealed. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and now rebuke every spirit of the devil that would find these people in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. May it leave them, Lord God, as they pass through this line. And we lay hands upon them. May the same meeting be tonight, back within the streets of Jerusalem, when the shadow of Peter passed over the people. We Gentiles believe the gift. We believe God. We believe Christ, just as they did then, and we're just as thankful. And Lord God, may your power sweep over this audience and heal every person in the building. And as they go through this line, may they rise shouting and praising God for his glory. In the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. All right. Now he's going to line the cards, and I want you, look, will you still do something else for me? When the first hand touches you, rise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Go right on through the building, praise him. God says, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Have anything else that praises of God constantly rolling through your heart all the time? Yes, sir. Now, here I'll turn the service now to Brother while I go down here in the line to start this. First thing, everyone must be seated. Everyone must be back in their seat. No one will be allowed to stand up. Now, we want to try to get everyone prayed for tonight. Those that are crippled and on cot will not have to come to the line. Reverend Branham will come to each one of you personally. With the prayer line, the prayer line will start from the first row to my right, extreme right in the sixth section. They will come around this way and through the line, one row at a time as the usher tells you. Everyone else remains seated until the usher tells your row to rise up, come through the line, and go all the way around the audience, please, so everyone can get through the line. Thank you. If you'll start the first line, please.
We'd like to have a piano play. And everyone, return to your seat then afterwards and praise the Lord. All right. All right. Well, let us sing that chorus. Only believe. Get us a chorus here. Thank you.
my heart that so many people were healed. It's the greatest fast line that I ever seen pass through in my life. Now, I could say that at least 80 or 90% of the people that passed through the line are healed right now. I checked back with their hands. I tried to reach with my hand to feel to catch the vibrations, and they would be clear as they could be as they passed by. Practically every one that was passed through the line is already healed. God, who is my judge, who I stand before, know that I tell that which is true. I see a blind man, been meeting for a long time, walking around here now, look like he's seeing, standing around here in front of us here. Let's say thank the Lord for that. Now, I think what they ought to do is all the brothers, let's line up and everyone put your hands on the people on the wheel tops and let me come down where you're at. All ministers get around and everybody in prayer now for these people. Now, you that's on the wheelchairs and in the cots, when the prayer is asked over you, believe with all your heart. God bless you. Look, friend, from the depths of my heart, I love you with Christian warmth of Christian love. Wonderful. Now, you get around. Let all people bow their heads while we pray.